Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is the New Jersey High School Report. I'm your host, Ron Fitch. My normal co-hosts, Orlando Cameron and Jeremy Schneider, are on the road. So I'm going to represent the South today. We're going to have Robert Page, the CEO and reporter of It's All About Sports, on, and he covers Camden, St. Augustine's, and all the good teams down the South. And he's going to defend the South. And we've had sharp arguments about the North and the South, and I think we need to put this on the table for people to hear and understand. But first I want to talk about all the weekend's action. There were great performances, and there was a not-so-great performance, and there was a choke job. So I want to talk about the great performance, and that was one of Linden beating Atlantic City. And this was Phil Colicchio's fifth title, and they won 54-45. This is Phil Colicchio's fifth title in 15 years, and his 400th victory. And Linden is the standard when it comes to high school, public school basketball. They're the best public school team in the last 15 years, bar none. Atlantic City, I will say, is second because they made some great runs. Their coach has done a great job. Linden has been a little better. And Khalif Crawford is one of the smoothest guards in the state. He's not the quickest, but he's just really, really smart, and he's a heady senior. He never panics. He had 16 points. And then when Atlantic City came back, and this is what I do respect out of this Linden team, they were fouled to hit free throw after free throw after free throw. They constantly broke Atlantic City's pressure. There were times Atlantic City did get some points and made a nice little comeback, but Linden was able to have poise under pressure. That is what you call being battle-tested. And this is my team I picked to win it all. This is one thing that Phil has not won, and this is where he wins it this year. This is the best opportunity to win a state championship and have to go right up there with Orange and Camden and Shawnee and Elizabeth, and then you're going to have Linden right there. And this will be his ring. This will be that championship where he has everything else. And this will cement his legend. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you're on. All right, we got Orlando Cameron. All right. Because
yeah.
We watched these great games. I wasn't sure you were going to be in, but I'm so happy that I got you. I just recapped the Linden game. So I want to go to this next game, and it was Saturday. And we're going to do Saturday's games. One where it was Roosevelt Catholic getting defeated by St. Anthony. St. Anthony's finally broke through. I did not like the way Roosevelt Catholic came out. I just thought they were kind of casual and maybe a little bit overconfident. You're playing a team that was desperate to beat you after three straight losses. They're tired of losing to you. They were going to be on a mission. That was the type of game you had to sell out to win, and I felt they were too casual to start, and they paid for it because you can't get behind. You know this. You can't get behind on Hurley. They'll hold the ball, and you're done.
Yeah, I agree. I think Roosevelt Catholic came out too slow, and I think once St. Anthony's established their offensive game, it was going to be difficult. I thought St. Anthony's passing was about as good as you could get, and they kept Roosevelt Catholic off balance and made big plays during late in the game.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And I also now want to talk about the St. Augustine's 83-60 demolishing of Don Bosco, which shocked me. And I want you to talk about Saeed Nelson because that performance blew me away.
That was the first time I had seen St. Augustine this year, and I had heard good things about him. The kid, Saeed Nelson, let's just put it like this, American University has a steal. The kid is straight blur, is a straight blur. He was phenomenal, and nobody could stay in front of him. He got wherever he wanted to go, and they made shots. That team made shots from everywhere. That was one of the better performances I've seen of a team all year.
It was a flawless performance against a really good Don Bosco team. And not only that, their shooting They shot it well. They're really quick because they really, their pressure was tenacious. Justin Mutz was throwing dunk after dunk. He's strong inside. They're played with us. And their crowd is the same. They have a certain swagger, like, this is our year. We're going to take it. They got this confidence that if you play them, you got to kind of knock them down a peg because they're playing at a level where they believe they're going to win.
Yeah, I was impressed by the aura, like the whole nature of their squad. The fan participation was phenomenal. I thought they were really good. I'm really interested to see them because I think they have a legitimate chance of winning this thing.
They have a definitely legitimate chance. Now we come to the choke job, and I do not like saying kids, high school kids. So I usually reserve that for my other show where I cover pro and college, but they choked, and I'm going to tell you why they choked, and you saw this. They were up 18 in the fourth quarter, and, of course, we're going to talk about Reyes in a minute, Reyes and how spectacular he was. But they cut it to 10, and I watched, and you saw it. Their heads were down. Their coach was panicking, and they thought, oh, my gosh, this is our fourth time here. I think we're going to blow it. And you could tell Dow crept in the hands, and Westside jumped all over him, and it was a 41-21 eventually. It was that kind of run where they sent it overtime and eventually won. What do you think about that as far as me saying that they choked?
Choke is a hard word, but
it's
I would say it like this. Once things started going bad for them, you could see that they thought like, oh God, here we go again. You know what I mean? After three times, I do believe that. And I think the pressure that Westside put on them, and then, you know, they were kind of coasting Camden most of the game. They were up high. It looked like they were going to win this game. But I have to admit, the performance of Isaiah Ray,
oh my goodness,
specifically in the fourth quarter, was one for ages. He was phenomenal.
He took the basket at will.
He got to the basket at will. He did what he wanted to do on the court. It was one of the best one-man performances I've seen, I think, maybe in a state game. He was phenomenal. I give the kid a lot of credit.
I don't want to knock
Camden as much as I'm going to go ahead and give credit to Westside. You know what I mean? That they did not quit and they kept going at it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone, but I'm gonna just say that Westside couldn't be denied once they got in that run, and Camden, their eyes was a little wide open because of the pass failure.
That's a pass failure. And I'm going to tell you, tap me on the shoulder and said, listen, watch out for this kid, Isaiah Reyes. He's the quickest guard where nobody can stay in front of him. And nobody could. Once that game got within four and Isaiah Reyes had a chance to take the game over and take the whole state championship, he did. And once it got down, I said, you can't stop him. And then at the end, when they committed the foul, he was kind of toying with his defender as they were running the clock. I said, oh, they don't have a chance of stopping this guy. And just couldn't stay in front of them, and they won. And congrats to them. And now they're playing the team that you cover, TNEC, which is ultra-fast. So you got quick versus quick in that game because TNEC beat Winslow.
Yeah, they'll get it on tonight. They get it on tonight at 5:30. I'm really interested in the game. I think talent-wise, TNEC is probably the more talented team. It's going to be interesting to watch Jaquay James and Reyes go up against each other, two of the fastest point guards in the state, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see them do that. But I think the difference is probably going to be the kid Juwan Daniels. I just feel like he's probably going to be the difference. And I know I can guarantee you, if Dina gets an 18-point lead, they will not lose it. They will not lose that.
No.
You know what I mean? They know how to bring it back. They've learned as a team how to bring it back to the half court, milk the clock, go one-on-one, bring it out for James, let him do his thing, and then, you know, get a lot of finishes on off passes and stuff like that. So I really think that's going to be a really good game. I think each team has a chance, but I think I would give a slight edge to T-Mac.
Definitely, definitely. Now, congrats to University for beating Plausburg. They lost on last year, and they won by 18 this time. So, and they were ecstatic to get that monkey off the back after losing last year.
Yeah, I thought University was destined. They was not going to be denied this year. They're a team that's been together for a long time. They took that L as a team last year, and I think the kid Zamir Wright is under the radar, and he's one of the best players in the state. He's like kind of a small power forward to a point. The kid can score inside. He has a nice little jump shot.
Yes.
And they play great defensively. The kid Tariq McKinnis and Murad Banks, they're also solid players. I like University. I thought for sure they were going to get Paulsboro the other day, and, you know, they made it happen. They wouldn't be denied.
Oh, you definitely got that right. We're waiting for Robert Pace, the CEO of It's All About Sports. He's going to be calling in real soon, and he's going to be passionate about his South Jersey team. I'm going to tease him. We're probably going to argue about Linden. So we're going to have a lot of fun on this, and we may have some callers, so this is the fun part of my show. He's on now. It's on now, Orlando.
Okay.
Hello, Robert.
Robert's on it.
Rob Pace from South Jersey.
What's going on? It's on now.
Yeah, it's on. It's on.
Oh, this is the North versus South. I just, you know, before Orlando Cameron on, I proclaim this, and you can say you're crazy or what. I said Linden's going to win these next three games, and they're going to win the whole thing. And you say
wow.
What do you say, Robert?
That's going out on a limb.
That's all right.
My thoughts on that, St. Anthony's is definitely the favorite. But the way the St. Augustine team is playing right now for South Jersey, they have a great opportunity. They're looking for a rematch against St. Anthony's.
Well, here's the problem with that. You got to play Linden first, and I'm going to tell you why I believe Linden will beat them. And you tell me why St. Augustine will beat Linden. I believe St. Augustine has never seen this kind of thing. I think they're slightly better than St. Anthony's because they're a little taller, Linden's defense. This is going to be a rough, rugged game. They got to muddy it up. They can't go toe for toe with St. Augustine. I'm not crazy now. You can't go up and down the court with those guys. But they have to slow the game to a crawl, and I've seen Phil do that against the better teams in the country. So how do you take the St. Augustine side now?
Well, as far as St. Augustine goes, the way they're playing right now, they're playing the best basketball in the state. They're putting the ball in the basket. Justin Mutz has really stepped his game up. Justin Mutz has went to the next level at this point as a junior. And with him, along with the supporting cast of Marlon Hargis, 6'5", sophomore playing big-time basketball right now, Walter Harvey, 6'3", junior, number 23, playing outstanding. These young men right now are on a roll, and I give them the great chance of going to the TAC championship game.
Well, we got a caller that might disagree with what you just said. Hello, this is from Linden, New Jersey. You're on the New Jersey High School Report.
Hey, Ronnie. Good morning. How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
We're
talking about Linden St. Augustine. Who's winning that game, Mark? Linden versus St. Augustine. Who's winning it? Because I know Linden's going to win against University tonight.
You know Linden's going to win. St. Augustine don't play nobody.
Wow. Okay, Robert, he just said that. What's going on? He just
said
you don't play nobody.
Come on.
This is what we got with it.
You know, Union County basketball has the toughest conference in the state, hands down, period. Case closed.
Understandable, but you got to play the game. You must play the game. You guys are already putting Linden in the game, and the way that young man plays for University, I don't have his name right on hand, the guard play in that game is going to be outstanding this evening. So that game could go any way.
I got Linden winning by 20, but Orlando, you
want to
be the referee here?
Let me just answer him, Ronnie.
Okay.
You could say what you want. I'm a Linden fan, of course. I'm going to talk about Linden, but I can tell you one thing. Linden plays the best defense in the state, hands down. University ain't never seen defense like Linden plays.
Amen, brother.
They do play great defense. They do play
who's
great
gonna
defense.
Who's going to handle Tavon?
I got Tavon as the best two guard in the state of New Jersey. Over Gibbs.
What?
I said it.
You said it?
Yeah, I
come
said it. He's going to be much better than what Gibbs is. And I think he's better now. But
when Tavon's a senior, let's see him go to Notre Dame. Okay.
Tavon's a senior. He's going to have more offers than Notre Dame.
Junior, he's going to have everyone. Tavon will have more offers when he's a junior, then you'll know what to do with, because nobody can handle Tavon. Tavon is one of the best basketball kids I've ever seen in my life. He's going to be first team all state. You watch.
But now,
I have to say, look, Tavon is a family like guy with me and all that stuff. I just have to see all of that. You know what I mean? Tavon is going to be a big time player, but I don't think he's there with Gibbs. Now with this Linden, this Linden St. Augustine thing.
That's the test.
Now, first things first, though, they do have to beat University. You can't ignore the things that University has done. Elijah's a very good coach. The one thing now, Linden is a very good defensive team, probably one of the best defensive teams in the state. Offensively, though, they're going to low, and that's what keeps people close. You know what I mean? Keep people close. So it's going to end up being close around, you know, the 5-6 minute mark of the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? Usually that's what happens. That's when Linden kind of takes over. I just don't know if Linden has enough. And look, Phil's my guy, and me and him go back and forth. But I just don't know if they have enough to get St. Augustine. From what I've seen of St. Augustine, I was very impressed by it.
Linden has to change the narrative of that game and muddy it up and play the defense and put a little doubt. I want to see when there's doubt with St. Augustine. I saw a free-flowing game. I got that. You understand what I'm saying, Mark?
If good defense is really that good, we will definitely find out in that semifinal game because of Raheem Nelson and Lutz.
Ronnie, let me talk for a minute.
Okay.
Essex County this year was a very, very weak conference, if you ask me. University had 10 losses. They lost to East Orange. Columbia. We beat East Orange by 30. It wasn't even close. It was lights out by the first quarter. They didn't know what hit them. And second of all, St. Augustine, like you said, we got to get through University. I ain't jumping the gun. It's going to be a battle because they're in the TOC. Of course it's going to be a battle. But I think our chances are very highly in this game. And the last time we played St. Augustine, the coach almost got undressed on the court. He took his shirt off. He took his tie off. He took his undershirt off. He didn't know what happened. He never seen defense like that before in his life. I was ready to call 911. I thought he was going to have a – I thought something was happening to that old-timer up there.
He always takes his jacket off. He's always does.
And listen, this is what –
were you at that game when we played him?
Rodeo's a very respected coach here in South Jersey. He knows his game.
Let me tell you something. I got respect for the coach, but I got to tell you the truth, though. That guy got undressed. He was sweating like a bullet. He was like he was having a rodeo. He like he had,
Before I let you go, Mark,
and spinning it like he was a rodeo.
And listen, Mark, before I let you go, Linden's definitely beating St. Augustine, right?
In my eyes?
They beat University in your eyes.
I can tell you one thing right now. We get through tonight. If we beat St. Augustine. Hey, let me tell you something. It's my team, Linden. Of course I'm going to talk good about Linden, but I can just tell you one thing. I like our chances against St. Anthony, that I'll tell you.
Oh, I do, too.
Got to get there
I
first.
I got to get there.
You got a big object in the way first. You got to get there first. St. Augustine is coming ready. The crowd is, plays a huge part.
That's going to be fun. If you have the Linden and St. Augustine crowd together, that's going to be fun.
Let me tell you something. Linden comes out. If Linden, when we have a big game like this, Linden fans come out. Trust me. We're going to rock that house.
Oh.
I know Brick City brings fans, but you know don't mess with the box down in Linden, boy. Them St. George Avenue boys come out and busload. We roll down that parkway.
That'll be a great semifinal, Linden and St. Augustine, to see who's gonna get beat by St. Anthony. That'll be lovely.
I already got Phil Politico's ring set up for him. I already got his championship, the parade, and everything on St. George Avenue. What are you talking about? I can't waver now after all these months of talking about Linden. Come on. You know what I'm saying, Mark? You're going to be in the parade, right?
Ronnie, let me tell you something. I'm telling you right now. I don't care what anybody says. These teams are afraid to play Linden. There ain't one NBA team, and there's not one NBA in the TOC. There ain't no big-time players playing in the TOC. We are going to roll, and we'll show you tonight, and hope to see my man Thursday. Just tell him to come and say hello to me. I'll be center row.
Okay. Now that you said there are no big-time players, let me say something, Ron. You just said there are no big-time players in this TOC.
No,
Hurley,
I can't agree with that.
Coach Hurley said himself.
No NBA players. No Carl Towns. No big-time NBA players.
Well, I'm not going to go there with that because high school, you got to go to college before you even think about big-time NBA players at this point. But anyhow, came out of Coach Hurley's mouth. It came out of his mouth. Saheed Nelson is the best point guard in the state of New Jersey. You will see
Hell no.
You will see it live. Thursday evening.
Robert, American has a steal. There's no doubt about it.
They have a steal. Low Division One college.
But,
that ain't no big Division One college.
But
I'm
going to tell you something. He's going to do some defense Thursday, though. That's all I can tell you.
And, Robert, welcome to Linden High School, Linden Radio. Welcome to Linden Radio, Robert.
Yeah, because that's what it sounds like.
Hey, Mark, I got to let you go, man. I had my Linden moment. But now, listen, Robert, we agree to disagree. You know, I'll see you. I'll be sitting by you and all that good stuff. But I want your opinion about the Camden game in Westside. And, like,
wow.
Orlando was kind. I said they choked. What's your opinion?
Yes, they did. They choked. It was sad to see. I mean, 4 years in a row, this talented team that Camden has, and even next year they will be even better.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't get over the hump in the state championships. I don't understand it. It's hard to swallow, but those young men gave their hearts and to just have
they
given up a 15-point lead that late in the game, not slowing the ball down, taking the possessions, using at least 45 seconds to a minute per possession to limit it, West Side's time with the ball, really took the game out of their hands. We just kept pushing the ball up. 6 consecutive turnovers I think we had. And the momentum actually really did change in the last 2 minutes of the first half. Seeing the momentum change, And at that point, I said, if we don't take control of this and get this momentum back, which they did for like 2 minutes there during the second half.
They had them
somewhere
in the third quarter for a while. Yeah, they had them for a while.
Yeah, when they went back up by 15, I said, okay, maybe we can weather the storm. But then we kept playing our same game, running up and down the floor, and that fed right into their hands. I mean, we went to a zone there for a little bit where I said, okay, going to the zone, and we're going to stop this penetration. And Westside made one three-pointer, and we came out of the zone. I'm like, oh, no,
I think Westside kind of forced you into that game, though, Rob.
Yes,
I mean, you're saying about Camden choking. I got to give a lot of credit to Westside. The kid Ray never stopped attacking.
Yes.
He never stopped attacking.
I was going there.
High school players, you get caught up in that kind of thing. And look, nothing for nothing, they missed a lot of bunny during that run at Camden. They missed a lot of shots. You know what I mean? That could have actually put them up ahead even further. And a lot of shots and a lot of turnovers. Right. They just, you know, so, I mean, they blew it, and I think it came back to haunt them from the last couple years that happening. But I'm going to give more credit to Westside than I'm going to give, you know, take kill Camden. That's just me, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the credit more to Westside. Being a high school kid, you want to put it on the coach? Okay, we can put it on the coach. I'm not going to put it on the kids like that, though. You know what I mean?
Now, Robert, what's your opinion of Ray's performance?
Wow. I thought I was watching Mustafa Lawrence out there on the court. He haunted us the last 2 years, Mustafa Lawrence did. And I'm like, this can't be happening again. I couldn't believe it. I said, not another little point guard taking over the game and just taking it to us and taking the championship right out of our hands. That's exactly what he did.
Oh, man.
20
really
points in the fourth quarter. 20 in the fourth. 20 in the fourth quarter.
20 in the fourth. Yes. Yes.
20 in the fourth quarter.
And Robert, they knew what was coming. And they still couldn't stop him. They were trying to bring help, and they couldn't even bring help.
No, we didn't bring a big man up to help. Make somebody else beat us. At that point, it's kind of make somebody else on the team beat us.
You're bringing two at him every time now. He single-handedly
beat us by himself in that fourth quarter.
Well, listen, fellas, I got to let you go because the show is over. I really enjoyed this. Robert, I love you, man. Mm-hmm. We disagree,
but I'll
be sitting right by you, right next to you, like I usually do. We can argue this hour before the game.
Yep, and go St. Augustine Prep.
And Orlando, I appreciate you being a referee because, you know, I get a little crazy with my
Linden basketball, baby.
You're in charge of keeping me under control.
And Orlando,
we got to get
together. We want to mix this thing up, North Jersey and South Jersey, during the regular season. I'm working on that right now.
We got to make it happen,
I know
bro.
Somebody
that make runs
tournaments. I'm going to make it happen, okay?
Yep, we're going to have to make it happen. Okay.
Okay, I got to let you guys go.
See you guys this evening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That was a lot of fun for this show. I really still believe Linden's going to win. But St. Augustine is a very formidable opponent. University is a formidable opponent tonight. So you never know in high school basketball. But it was a lot of fun doing this show.